Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
God's called guys to embark on a really exciting journey, and we want to be the spiritual leaders, we want to be the providers, we want to be good husbands and good dads, and we want to be honest men of integrity, but life's hard. And this season we've been walking through, it's been really strange because there's a whole new normal, and when we bounce back, whatever that is this summer, hopefully, right, we're hoping that we're better because of it. We're actually talking with Morgan Snyder today, and he's an author, and he's actually worked alongside John Eldridge at Ransom Heart Ministries for more than 20 years. Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you. And it's really great to connect with your listeners in their world today.
Now, Morgan, you have a really heart for equipping and empowering guys to be those spiritual leaders. You've done a whole bunch of research over the years on how to do that, how to be a good husband, how to be a dynamic father, how to be a smart business leader. But it's tough. There's a lot of pressure that we deal with as guys.
Oh, yeah, tons of pressure. And even when you say those things of being a leader and being a father, being a husband, like, I feel pressure. And I think one of the things I've come to experience just really in my body and my spirit is we cannot offer what we've not become, and we will offer what we've become. You know, Dallas Willard said the most important thing about a person is not what they do, it's who they become. And I think as men, we often start the conversation with what do we do? And when we introduce ourselves to someone, right, it's mostly about what we do and so little about who we become. But the pressure seems to be a symptom of a deeper condition. And that condition in the soul of so many men is a condition of fatherlessness. It's a condition of life is up to me. I need to make it happen. I need to come through. I am behind. And even trying to be a good man, a good husband, a good leader, so much of it is energized out of a place of being an orphan or a slave. And so as you share that this morning, what I'm struck by, Scott, is becoming a son and coming to know God as a father and putting the central interpretive grid of my life being not about what I do, but who I become through a slow and steady process of maturation actually gives me much hope in those areas.
It's been a season of consumption, hasn't it? As we've been home for the last couple of months and we find ourselves watching too much news, or you find yourself easily distracted by scrolling through social media on your phone or watching things on TV and Netflix. What we put in our head definitely messes with our head. And we're talking to Morgan Snyder today at SOS Radio. It's funny because we don't think about what we're putting in our heads. We just think, oh, I'm bored, I'm vegging out, but it's affecting our brains.
Oh, absolutely. We're always reaching for medicators. We're always looking for something to change how we feel, right? When you're looking on Netflix, you're looking to change how you feel. When you're looking at one of my favorite Scottish proverbs is, you talk often of my drinking, but little about my thirst. And Scott, what's so important about that is, yeah, you can start talking about, you know, the Netflix and binging and what the heck are people doing watching Tiger King anyway? Let's be honest. But below it, you have to ask the question of what's behind the searching, not the drinking. What's the thirst? What is it that you really want? And we're all looking for life. We all want to find life and we want to find ways to make it last. And it's something that haunts us every day. And for the thirsty, there is life that's happened, but it's not usually where we might think we can expect to find it.
And we don't really think about tapping into social media and news and TV very often as self-medicating, but it really is. We're talking with Morgan Snyder today at SWS Radio. He's an author. And Morgan, when you were 29, you were happily married, had a couple of kids, and on the outside looking in, a lot of people thought, you know what, Morgan's living the American dream. But on the inside, you really felt like something was missing and you had to ask for some help.
Yeah, killing it on the outside, right? That's what people would have said. And yet internally, it was a different story. I felt like an iceberg with 10% above the waterline, 90% below. Outside, young kids, young marriage, meaningful work, going after hearts. Inside, there was fear, there was a feeling of always being behind. And there was incongruence, Scott. And so I found myself asking questions. I went to God and I said, God, what is life about? What are the most important things? What are the pitfalls? Where do I find life? Where do I find joy? How does my secret life go from a place of shame to my greatest strength? And I asked God, and in time, I sensed him saying, I want to speak to that, but I'm going to do it through older men. And so I made a list of the oldest, wisest men I knew, and it started with one man and a handwritten letter, and I said, what is the most important thing? And Scott, over a period of 2 years' time, I ended up connecting with over 75 elders, of men I respected in hearing their counsel. And what I found from them was fascinating. It was a rediscovery of something not new, but newly recovered. You know, Chesterton says that every generation loses the gospel, and every generation is charged with its recovery. And what I found was these men were pointing out what I would name as an upside-down kingdom, where things were not what they appear to be, that actually first starts by being last, that we actually build by first excavating, that no shortcuts exist to the life that we want, that slow and steady wins the race, that what if God was so much more concerned not about me building a bank account, a name, a company, or a ministry? He was concerned about me doing the work to become, to excavate, restore, mature, become initiated, to become the kind of man in whom he can entrust his power.
We're talking about digging into our secret life. We don't think about having secrets, but things develop when you're watching too much on TV and when you're scrolling social media and when you're at home and you feel isolated and alone. We're actually talking with author Morgan Snyder today at SWS Radio. Morgan, you have a new book. It's about the path of restoring the heart of a man. It's called Becoming a King. And you know what? A lot of times we feel like as guys, we want to hide that heart. We want to control that heart. We don't want to show the emotion. But God's created us for big things. He's created certain attributes in us that are supposed to be wild and bold and big.
Yeah, what's so fascinating about what you're saying is it's a dilemma, Scott. It's a dilemma. We become unfamiliar with the internal landscape of our soul. And so you start with kids, start with boys, and it tells you something that's so important about the human design. I was biking on Mother's Day, and our family got together and we biked down the street and we go by these kids and there's a sign that says free bike jumps. And we go, what? And we see this little gang of misfitted kids. They were missing teeth, but they had big smiles. They're 5 or 6 year old with their scooters. And they had stolen a couple bags of mulch out of the garage and a rinky dink piece of plywood. And they had set up free bike jumps because they were done with lemonade stands. They wanted action. Right? In the boys' hearts, they know they're made to be powerful, but something gets lost. Something gets stolen. Something gets surrendered, and we find ourselves not the men we are intended to become. And the hope of the gospel, yes, it's salvation, but Scott, it's so much more. It's a gospel of restoration. And what's available is God intervening in the days to say, son, I see you. I see your heart. I see your power. Yes, it's gotten you into some trouble, but I don't want to get rid of it. I want to see it restored and healed and set in the service of love.
I had a mentor one time tell me that, Scott, you're never ever going to be number one until you can learn to be happy as being number two or three or four or number 10. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Morgan Snyder today. He's actually on the executive team at Wild at Heart Ministries and Ransom Heart Ministries. I'll tell you what, he has a new book. It's called Becoming a King, The Path to Restoring the Heart of a Man. And men are called to be good stewards of what God's placed in our sphere of influence, Morgan. And a lot of times that looks different for us, but you think about people in power. We think about so many that have abused power. Morgan, why do you think so few men are equipped to control or wield power in a godly way?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, Dallas Willard sums it up where he says that the primary work of God is finding men in whom he can entrust his power. And the story of most men is being entrusted with power and it bringing harm to themselves and those under their care. And Scott, that's the dilemma, right? That we're being entrusted with power and then something shifts, something goes sideways, And it ends up bringing harm to ourselves and those entrusted to our care. But here's what's important, Scott. That's not the desire. That's not what people want done. No one sets out to become a man that brings harm. And so we have to look below the surface. We have to ask the question behind the question, what is a man after? What is he searching for? What does he need? And we all want to know that we're loved. We all want to feel value. We all want to feel true. And so in order to recover what was intended, we have to look at what's gone wrong, and we have to wonder, how do we become wholehearted? How do we come to know a true moment-by-moment life, an interactive life in God's kingdom? And when we take the path that's slow and steady, when we consent to a process, over time, we become a man that can be entrusted with power.
We're talking about how we navigate power in a world where we want to be humble. I'm Scott on SWS Radio, and everybody wants to be number one. Everyone wants to move up in the world. Everyone wants to make a little more money or have a little more influence or feel more loved. We're actually digging into that with Morgan Snyder today. He's an author. He's on the leadership team at Wild at Heart Ministries. But you actually wrote a book called Becoming a King. A lot of times when we think of the term king, we think of, like, you know, monarchy and hierarchy and people that have absolute power. Or maybe you think of Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but few men think of themselves as kings. What does it truly mean to become a king?
You know, Scott, every person is entrusted with a kingdom. It was the first assignment in Genesis, where God says, let us make men and women in our image, and let them rule, let them reign over the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea. We were intended to exercise a sort of fierce mastery over what's entrusted to our care. And so, Scott, we all have a place where we have say, where what we want done is done. We both decided what we were going to have for breakfast this morning, or if we weren't, what we were going to wear. We have a kingdom. We have a realm. It starts with our body and our mind and our gifting, and it goes on to include people and places and things entrusted to our care. And so every person has a kingdom, and God's intention is to empower us to bring his heart in his particular expression over a kingdom. And so an important question for listeners out there to ask is, how is your kingdom? What is the condition of that what's been entrusted to your care?
We're talking about habits that really build into our soul today with Morgan Snyder on SWS Radio. I mean, we want to be happy, we want to be healthy, we want to be able to lead our family and come from a posture of health. And Morgan, you actually wrote a book called Becoming a King, and you dig into about five habits for our soul so that we can thrive in that area. Can you speak to that and how we grow as guys in our soul?
Yeah, every part of creation, if you just look at the text of nature, tells us that it was designed for a habitat. Now, you can't take a palm tree and try to get it to thrive in Colorado. You can't take an aspen tree and plant it down at Fort Lauderdale. Everything, every animal, every plant, every person is designed for a habitat. And Scott, we don't find ourselves living in the habitat for which we were designed. It's been said, this is fascinating, that 97% of the Western world, our lives are lived in an artificial reality. From artificial temperature to artificial lighting, artificial screens, we live in the artificial. We're designed for the real. And so just by way of example, how do you cultivate a habitat that's good for the soul where you can thrive? One of the things is we have to be in touch with real things. And so I planted a couple pine trees in my yard, and I wanted to scheme about some drip system and maximize water. And I sense God saying, you know how you're going to water those? With a hose every day, standing next to it. No cell phone, no anything. Stand there and watch it water. And what happens, Scott, is every day this spring, as I've watered those trees, it's been an opportunity to actually allow God to bring his river of life and water my soul. Attaching myself to real things by doing physical things with my body allow me to experience a spiritual maturing. And so the question is, how do we cultivate a habitat? How do we become good soil where the seed can come and be rooted and mature. God is generous in bringing the seed. Our question is, what will we do with the soil that we've become?
When you dig into the parable of the sower that Jesus talks about, you know, some of the seed fell on fertile soil, some fell on rocky soil, some fell on the path of the sidewalk, and then some was kind of choked out by the thorns.
Right. What's so helpful about that parable where we get lost, Scott, is that God is in charge of the seed, and he is a generous sower. The issue isn't God holding out on us. The issue is, what is our receptivity? How are we prepared to receive the seed? And I believe that parable is really fascinating because I think it gives us a window into four conditions that exist within each of our hearts. These aren't different people. These are different expressions within the person. So I know in part of me, I still have cynicism. I still have anger, unresolved anger, and that's the hard packed soil. And God can throw as much seed as he wants. It doesn't stick. There's other parts in me that have weeds where it's decent soil, but there's other things like the technology and the emails and the busyness that encroach the life of God. There's parts of me that are shallow, that aren't willing to slow down and listen to God, to pause and breathe. And so God plants seeds, but they never take roots. But there are parts of me in increasing measure, and this is the hope, that are good soil, that when God plants that seed, things in my life are reaping a harvest that's supernatural, that's abundant, that's 30, 60, 100-fold. It's slow and steady, but in time, it brings an exponential return on investment, and that's better than anything in the stock market.
I love it. Well, we're talking to Morgan Snyder today at SOS Radio. He's on the leadership team at Ransomed Heart Ministries and at Wild at Heart Ministries. He actually has a brand new book. It's called Becoming a King. It's the path to restoring the heart of a man. Thanks for sharing with us today, Morgan.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Scott.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.